A jury in Charlottesville has now heard from two students who were friends with a woman known only as Jackie. She was the central figure in Rolling Stone's now discredited story called A Rape on Campus. Daily Progress reporter Dean Seal has been covering the trial. He says the account given by Jackie's friends did not match the magazine's description of a vicious attack.
She was shaken, but not hurt, not bloody, not bruised. She wasn't wearing this blood-spattered dress or anything like that. It wasn't 3 a.m. They weren't outside of the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity house. This was at the freshman dorms where they all lived. They also spoke about how their friendships with Jackie started to dwindle after a while because, as Catherine Henley's put it, she had a tendency to fabricate things.
The trial is continuing today with Rolling Stone's managing editor on the stand. Dean Seal says that the plaintiff, Nicole Aramo, has to prove malice on the part of reporter Sabrina Erdely or her publication.
It would be my guess at this point that they're going to let Ms. Ramos' attorneys wrap up their evidence, and then they're going to submit to the judge that that evidence didn't actually show any actual malice. And in a case like this, that's something that's going to be necessary to prove in order for the case to go forward.
That's Dean Seal from the Charlottesville Daily Progress. I'm Tab O'Neill.